Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Harpersville.
That would be a little weird. That sounds like a place in one of those old TV series,
yeah,
like Green Acres. Or,
yeah, if you told me that Andy Griffith lived in Harpersville instead of Mayberry, yeah, I'd buy that.
Yeah, I could see it.
I could buy that. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Don't forget, if you're still in here in Starkville, you can enjoy the Mardi Gras season at Strange Brew and Churn and Spoon with a king cake frappe or king cake ice cream or just some king cake, man. Head over there to Les Bon Temps Roulés. That's right.
All right.
That's right. I am bilingual to a certain extent. Speak a little French.
Un petit.
You don't speak your native tongue, though.
I can call you stupid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you do that every day.
Well, I can
in
do it
English.
I can do it in Arabic, though, is what I'm saying. I can call you a stupid, you know,
go.
Stupid poop.
Do it.
Mashtub kada.
That sounded threatening.
Arabic is a very threatening language.
It's a very...
I don't know how to say I love you in Arabic, but I bet I could make it sound like...
Did you watch Passion of the Christ?
I did not, no.
Okay.
My mom would not allow me to watch that movie, and I just stuck with that through the years.
So, like, when Jesus spoke in that...
In Aramaic?
They spoke Aramaic in the, like, the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah. Dead language.
It was right? Very... It was very, like...
The Middle East, the language is it makes you think they're saying mean things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, mashtub is stupid. But whenever I would do something dumb, my grandmother would be like, yeah, don't be mashtub.
So, your grandmother spoke?
A little bit. Just a little
okay,
bit.
So she was on the tail end, yeah, probably.
If you went to St. George's Orthodox Church, on a they would do part of the service in Arabic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
well,
there you go.
I'm just uncultured.
It's all right.
I did take like 3 years of Spanish in college.
Yeah. I took French, so.
Yeah. That didn't do anything.
Did me no good. Did me no good. I can say qu'est-ce que c'est. I know what that is, but you know. The Mississippi Beef Council.
What kind of language was that?
That was having a stroke. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. This weekend, it's going to be a little nicer. It's going to be a little warmer outside. You can fire up the grill. You don't have to worry about frostbite. So get out there and grill you a steak. But if you don't want to, that's fine too. Just head over to one of our great steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi. They're everywhere. Every town has got one, including probably Harpersville, if I had to guess. It'd be a little weird if Harpersville didn't have a great steakhouse.
It would be weird.
Okay. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. We won't be adding that to the rotation. I just wanted to do it that one time. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. You need new gear, get it at College Corner. All the great logos that we want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, they're available at College Corner. Warm weather stuff, but hey, you can't have too many MSU t-shirts laying around either. So go grab you one at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowway by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to have a special occasion, you just need to make a trip to Restaurant Tyler and have dinner there. That is the special occasion. You don't have to be celebrating anything. Just go celebrate that meal. Have a great steak, pasta, pork, the pork chop. That's the Brian Haydad choice. 9 times out of 10. It's just fantastic. Plus, they always have great dinner specials going as well. Seafood, everything you're looking for. It's the best place to grab dinner in the city of Starkville, Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They can show you not only where they're located, but they'll show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers quickly. You can't afford to wait around. Priority One Bank provides that level of service, that level of trust, that you know that people at Priority One Bank care about you and your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie was in Tennessee yesterday, not to cover Mississippi State basketball, but he was at the On Three National, or what was the official title of this thing?
I don't know. It was just like a...
I'm calling it a convocation.
It was just a
council.
It was just like a day-long conference. Yeah. I mean, I was at headquarters. Yeah. You know, we've had these conferences before. Shannon Terry's done things differently over the years.
Yeah.
At 247, now On Three. You know, during COVID, like when COVID first hit, we were in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 days before the world shut down, we were at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in, what hotel was that? The Hutton Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which is a few blocks down from Broadway or whatever. And actually, David Johnson was there from the Ole Miss site.
Yeah.
We were around each other a bunch.
Yeah.
Ate breakfast together, lunch, everything.
And then,
like a week or two later, he's in the hospital.
He's on a ventilator.
It was insane.
Nearly passed away.
So. Thank God he's still alive.
So we're going to talk more about this conference later. Because okay. you had some interesting stuff you were talking about with AI. And
but yeah. What I was going to say is, like, we've been in big ballrooms. Yeah. We've been in, you know, smaller rooms. We were at the actual headquarters, so we got to hear from different people, social media team.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of the cool stuff that's going on with sports. Like that. What it's like, you say you've been in big ballrooms and then you've been in small areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if I may take a quote from this gentleman right here, I think what you're trying to say is that you have dined with kings and queens and eaten in back alleys with pork and beans.
I have done that.
All right.
I have done both.
If you will.
I'm not any kings or queens, but.
Well, that's not true. Know. We had dinner with Grace Ybarra many times.
That's
Courtney
true.
Courtney Robb as well. So
That is true.
Yes,
technically, they are queens.
There you go. All right, before we get to that, though, and that's just going to be a little side note. We've got some good stuff on the show today. My interview from Thunder and Lightning Live with Shane Power will be on this podcast today as well.
Sorry for the yawn. I'm a little tired.
Do I bore you?
No, I'm just a little tired.
You've been working hard.
I've been driving.
You didn't skip lunch, did you?
No, I ate Arby's.
Okay. Arby's is my
go-to when I'm on trips,
mm-hmm.
specifically when I come back from Nashville.
I like Arby's.
Like, that's a great stop when you're on the road.
The only thing is, the only Arby's is in West Point. So I may go to West Point to get some Arby's.
When I was a kid, Arby's had the cassette tapes for, like, the kids' stuff. Remember, like, they had the cassette tapes?
Remember this.
It would be, like, Beauty and the Beast or, like...
I don't recall.
Hansel and Gretel.
So but when you were a kid, I was in college. So
yeah,
that's not.
Arby's did that though. Like the kids' meal was like you would get a cassette tape, and it was like stories.
Growing up in Vicksburg, the only Arby's was at the mall.
Oh,
we didn't have a freestanding Arby's. So if you wanted to eat,
honestly,
Arby's,
the one that I got it from was when I lived in Texas. I don't even know like how many Arby's was around here.
Yeah, there weren't a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Mississippi State falls to Tennessee last night, 68-56. Not as close as that score makes it sound like it was. The State was never in this game. They got it down to 7 at one point, and then just the tremendous swing, right? State drives down. They get a good open look from Claudel Harris. It rattles out. They go on the other end. They play great defense, and then with 1 second left, a player who had literally never hit a three before hit a three, and that pushed the lead back out to 10, and that's kind of where it went. That's two games in a row on the road. Now, granted, against top opponents, right? Number one and number six teams in the nation. But State's not even in these games. How is frustrating the right word? What's the word to describe how State's playing in these two games?
Yeah, it is. The problem is the starts.
Yeah.
You got down 10-0 at Auburn, and you got down 8-0 against Tennessee. Arguably the worst half of basketball offensively that Mississippi State's played under Chris Jans.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 16 points. I think it was the... If I remember right, I think it was the second fewest points they've scored in a half under Jan.
Something like that, yeah.
So it was just, it was putrid. with the
hey,
drop.
hey, hey.
In the second half,
hey.
They scored 40 points in the second half. But, yeah. Like, you can't come out.
And defensively, they played well enough to win.
They were fine. You gave up 34 points in each half to Tennessee.
That's winnable
you gave
basketball.
Up 68 points to Tennessee.
Yeah.
If coming into the game, if you told me State's going to hold Tennessee under 70, I think State's got a great shot to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense was just so bad in the first half and really wasn't, you know, good most of the game. They shot it better in the second half. Hit 10 three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
They chunked up a lot of them. They were 3 for 15 in the first half. They started 1 for 11, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to take away something good, you know, Josh Hubbard hit a few shots. Still, I mean, 5 of 16. I mean, it's just not going for him right now.
Yeah, and then Kugel, 3 of 12.
Yes.
You're not going to win any games where those two guys combine to go 8 of 28.
And I think Kugel hit his first one.
I believe you're correct, yeah.
But they looked out of sorts on offense. A lot of dribbling, a lot of standing around. They just didn't look like they had a flow offensively. And give credit to Tennessee. That's what they do. They try to take you out of what you do at the perimeter. Very good defensive team at the perimeter, especially. And State just didn't have a whole lot of room to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the problem, especially in the first half. Like, State just couldn't get anything going offensively because they were late in the shot clock in most of their possessions. They were turning the ball over. They just didn't really have, you know, a whole lot of confidence, it seemed. And you can kind of tell early in the game how it's going to turn out for Mississippi State, you know, especially when they're on the road. If they don't come out and they're throwing punches in the first half, then they're in trouble. And we've seen this movie before with Chris Jans. They come out, play a terrible first half. First few minutes of the second half, they really make a push,
mm-hmm.
and then they can't get over the hump, and the other team pushes it right back out. And that's what happened. Tennessee pushed it right back out, I think, to like 16, 18 points, and State was never able to truly get into this ball game. And it was very frustrating because I didn't think Tennessee was particularly playing well in the first half either, offensively. They had some, they obviously hit some shots and just way too much space for Chaz Lanier. That's one of the best shooters in the country. I know he's been struggling a little bit. But in the first half, you gave up, I think, 4 3-pointers to him. And most of them were lightly guarded or open.
Yeah.
And that's too much. I thought they did a solid job on Ziegler, but it was not a well-played game. And this is now two straight road games where you've completely laid an egg.
Yeah.
It's concerning. Josh Hubbard's not playing well. Mm-hmm. Been banged up a little bit. I don't think Cam Matthews is very healthy.
No.
Riley Kugel's not healthy. You're not playing. It doesn't seem like they're playing their style of defense either, like mm-hmm. the Chris Jans style.
Mm-hmm.
This team just really lacks, especially at the perimeter.
Yeah.
Last year, I thought their perimeter defense was excellent.
It was outstanding. Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised. You know, they haven't been able to really get it together, but it's definitely an issue.
All right. It's time to have the Josh Hubbard conversation. Now, I want to start this by prefacing with, I have complete confidence in Josh Hubbard to work his way out of this. I have no doubt that we're going to come up on a stretch very soon where he's averaging 22, 23 points a game. Balls are just going in. That's just not the issue. But right now, he is struggling. And unfortunately, State is just in a position, I've said this a few times, where they're trying to run the offense through Hubbard, but they're also letting him run the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a situation where he should be trying to come off of screens and work his way open and get some catch-and-shoot chances, he's the one with the ball in his hands. And the other guy, who's the chief facilitator, Cam Matthews, doesn't have any respect as far as a jump shooter or from the perimeter. So teams are willing to let him, you know, stay out there and just focus on Hubbard. Short of Kanye Clary making a comeback here, which you and I both think seems unlikely, what can State do at this point to get Hubbard out of this? Is there anything?
I think he's got to shoot out of it. I mean, that's where I feel like he is right now. I mean, like, this is a shooter. This is the guy that, you know, that's what he does, is he shoots. And you got a guy that shoots that high volume of shots, there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. And that, to me, is what what's happening right now. So that, I don't know. Obviously, I think not having a true point guard is hurting him.
Yes.
And it, you know, we saw that at times last year, and there was a lot of times where he was running the point, and he just seemed to be better off the ball. And they did run him off the ball. They ran screens for him, and you know, because that's when he's at his best. He's coming off a screen. He's getting off the shoulder of his screener, catching and shooting, and that's when he's at his best. He hit a couple of threes like that on Tuesday night, and I just feel like right now he's just not in a rhythm. He's missing wide open shots too. Like it's kind of hard to believe as many shots as he gets up, they're just not going in right now.
He's that's the thing that lets me know it's just a mental thing with him, that he's missing open looks. Those will eventually fall for him. I can't think that they won't. So we'll see where that takes him. But like I said, I really do feel confident we're going to look up in a couple weeks, maybe, you know, mid-February, and he's just going to be – everything's going to be going in. I
hope so.
And the main thing is
– it's hard to believe that it won't.
Well, you know with Josh, it's not a lack of effort thing. He's probably, as we're recording, in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably putting up shots right now. So I'm not worried about him in that terms. I'm just worried that, you know – I wouldn't say it's cost State a game, right? Because it didn't cost him the Auburn game. He could have gone for 25. They were still going to lose. He could have gone for 25 last night. They probably still would lose. I don't want it to cost State a game. And that's kind of, you know, my worry. So we'll see where it takes him. I want to get a little more thought on this, though. So I needed to talk to a shooter. So I got one. I got Shane Power, former MSU Bulldog, and now the chairman of the Arizona Make-A-Wish Board and Watermark Health. Doing some great things out there in the
just an overall great
guy. I should have been like, you're Make-A-Wish guy. My wish is to have your hair.
I met Shane when I was maybe like freshman in high school or so. My sister was friends with him somehow, living in Starkville. Like they were friends. They had friend groups or whatever. And so like, obviously she knew I was a huge State fan, State basketball in particular, and I loved Shane Power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because like he gave me hope as a white guy I could go play basketball at Mississippi State. I don't know. I don't know if it was the hair. No clue. But I got to meet him back then.
Oh, nice.
And I thought I was meeting
you're meeting Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's crazy. And
that's
he
great.
Wouldn't have been nicer.
Oh, he's great.
And ever since then, like, we have, you know, we've interacted with each other.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll get a message from him. Like, he's just the nicest dude on the planet.
Well, let's go to that interview now. This is from Thunder and Lightning Live on Super Talk. Talked earlier on Wednesday to Shane Power. Back here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi on a Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining me. Joining me now, one of my all-time favorite Bulldogs, Shane Power, former basketball player on that SEC championship team back in 2004, and of course NCAA tournament in 2005 as well. And Shane, you got a chance to watch this current MSU team earlier this year when they played out in the Tucson the Arizona Invitational out there. What were your thoughts watching that team play? What did you think about them?
Hey Brian, it's great to be on. And yes, it was a treat having the Dogs come to the desert. Absolutely loved those two games around Christmas. So it was just great to see the coaches, see Coach Brooks again, you know, meet Coach Padgett and Coach Anwar and the other coaches, and to see that maroon and white out here. You know, we were kind of up and down as a team when we were out here. Obviously, Butler caught us off guard a little bit. You know, and Butler looked like a good team at that point, Brian. They're now, I think, 8-10, I saw yesterday, which is kind of shocking. But either way, it was great to see the Bulldogs in the desert.
I wanted to ask you about Josh Hubbard because, you know, you've been watching him these past few weeks. He's struggling. There's no getting around that fact. You were a shooter. When you're a shooter and you're in a slump, do you realize it? Do you go out there on the floor saying, all right, this is the night I get it all straightened out? What's going through your mind when you're struggling a little bit?
Yeah, you're just trying to find a rhythm. And for me, it all comes down to your shot selection. right? And, you know, Brian, there's two fundamental truths of basketball, in my opinion, that I've learned through all the great coaches that I've been able to meet over my lifetime, including, you know, Bobby Knight and Coach K and Gene Katie and, you know, all the great coaches. Two things. One, the hungriest, most aggressive team usually wins. And two, the team that gets the most easy baskets, giving up the least amount of easy baskets, usually wins. Right? So that second one is extremely important because it's about shot selection. Right? And Josh Hubbard can shoot from anywhere. We know that. We've seen that for a year and a half now. The problem is all the shots he's taking right now are hard shots. And I don't necessarily think that's his fault. A lot of times I don't see a lot of ball movement, player movement. And when that happens, you have a set defense, right? And a set defense in non-conference is different than a set defense in conference. In conference, as you saw those athletes from Tennessee, right, you see the athletes from Kentucky, the athletes from Auburn, trying to, to drive or to shoot on one of those set defenses in the SEC, that's a hard shot. So I'd like to see us help Josh a little bit more. In fact, all of our guys, get more ball movement, player movement. The hardest thing to do in college basketball is to go from the help position, firing out, to closing out on a shooter driver. And that's the hardest thing to do in college basketball because guys can drive right past you. Everyone's fast and strong. And then if you stay in front of them, they can just raise up and shoot it. Right. So we got to make defenses do that. And if you watch, the last few games, I mentioned it, even we scored 90 the other day. I still didn't see a whole lot of ball movement, player movement. And it's leading to hard shots, which is leading right now to Josh being in a slump.
Is it true that when you're a shooter, the only way to get out of a slump is to shoot your way out of it? You just have to keep firing?
Yeah, you have to keep shooting for sure. And Josh is a great shooter, there's no question. What you're seeing right now, though, is you're seeing teams, again, play Josh differently than they did last year. And it's almost, they're almost daring him to drive. He's an extremely capable driver, and he's a great finisher for his size. The other thing that happens when he drives and get a piece of the paint is it makes the defense collapse because he is a superstar. And then you get those kickouts. So again, to me, we got to get him coming off of curl screens, catching the ball on the run with the defender a half step behind and him getting a piece of the paint. And whether he shoots that or not, it's going to open up the offense for everybody. But my point is you get in there, you hit some floaters, like hit some little bank shots, get fouled, go to the free throw line. He's the best free throw shooter, I think, in the conference at like 85%. That's the type of stuff that gets that momentum going. Now you can come off a dead run for a three-point shot like he does and flick out his legs and hit one 4 feet behind the line. But start inside out, just like you do when you're warming up. You start right under the basket, and you work your way out as you're warming up. I would do the same thing right now if I was him trying to work out of this slump.
Shane, you played on a team that went undefeated on the road. That is something that it seems almost impossible in any level of basketball. This team started out with three true road wins, all quad one games when they won at SMU, at Memphis, and then at Vanderbilt. But these last two games on the road, now I know they're playing top tier competition, but they haven't even felt like they were in the game. Mentally, what does a team have to do when they go on road games to prepare?
It's really hard. And I'll say this for our dogs. Having a Saturday, Tuesday, and Brian, that's been the back-to-back week, Saturday, yeah. Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, that is an extremely short period. You want to spend all week preparing for a conference team and to play Saturday night, try to recover Sunday, probably travel Sunday, have Monday to prepare. That's extremely tough. And you can tell, they're not getting off to a quick start. That comes from fatigue sometimes. But I do love, what we saw second half from them. They look like a team that they're, quite frankly, their manhood was probably challenged at halftime, right, if we know Coach Jans. And they came out firing. And that's what good teams do. That's what championship guys do. So, yes, it has been tough. They also played some of the best teams in the country. you know, and fortunately, you look at the schedule is more favorable, you know, the rest of the year,
yeah.
Especially the way we end conference season. So there's an opportunity to still go 11-7 in conference. I was going through the schedule here before we jumped on. If they play well and like they can play to their potential, they could go 11-7. It could also be a 9-9 very easily. And we're going to be, you know, it's going to be a fine line between winning and losing from here on out. But I do think we've got some of the tougher games out of the way. And then, you know, we do have Alabama twice this year. Alabama right now is playing at a whole different level. That's tough. But outside of that, I don't see anybody. Florida's obviously playing really well at number 5 in the country. It's another
but it's a home game.
Tough one. Outside of that, there's nobody that I would say has an advantage on us going into the game. You know, so can we beat the Missouris, right? Mm-hmm. Can we win those type of games? Can we win at Georgia? You know, can we win at Ole Miss, who gave us everything we wanted the other night? You know, those are the key games. Can we win those games to go 11-7 or 10-8?
Let's talk about you for just a minute, because I'm looking at your Twitter profile, board chair for Make-A-Wish Arizona. What is that role like for you, and how much enjoyment do you get to take from that?
It's absolutely amazing. It's one of the best things that I do. The best part about my last position as president of Water True Health and the 10-year rocket ride we had there, saving consumers over $1 billion in their medications, the best part about that was the impact we were able to have with Make-A-Wish, donating almost $8 million to Make-A-Wish. And, Brian, every single wish across the country, and I've gotten the chance to participate in so many of them. I was Alfred the Butler and the Batman wish in Chicago that was all over the news. In Mississippi at the outlets, we had, you know, Christmas in July, and got to go on a shopping spree around the outlets with the Wish Kid. Every single one, no matter if it's a backyard build or you're going to Disney, or you're fighting the Joker around Grand Park in Chicago, every single wish feels like the Super Bowl, because it's the Super Bowl to that kid. It's the Super Bowl to his parents. It's a respite for all of them. And then every wish touches an average of 100 people. And so it brings communities together. So it's one of the best things I do. I love Make-A-Wish, and there's a lot of great charities throughout the country, but Make-A-Wish is certainly special in my heart, and I'm very very big fan of Allison, you know, the CEO of Make-A-Wish Mississippi. She has done an incredible job and really lifted Make-A-Wish Mississippi to the next level to impact even more kids.
Only got about 30 seconds. With Make-A-Wish, have you gotten a chance to work with John Cena? I have to know.
I got to meet John Cena in person. It was back when he was dating one of the Bella twins. It was actually his 500th wish he participated in, and that was in New York City at Dave & Buster's, and I was one of the sponsors. It was amazing. He is a larger-than-life guy.
That's awesome. Shane, thanks so much. We're definitely going to try to get you back on here and on the podcast to talk some hoops with us throughout the season, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I love it, Brian, and thank you for finally following me on Twitter. Thank you.
It's been a long time coming, but we got it done. Shane Power, Mississippi State basketball, and now with Make-A-Wish. Great talk with him. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll talk some football and some lights coming to Davis-Wade Stadium. We'll be back in just a minute. Thunder and Lightning Live. Really cool to talk to Shane. Appreciate him coming on with me. We're going to definitely try to have him on more often. Because I feel like that's a good resource there. That's a guy who, you know, we can talk about basketball with on this podcast or on the live show, and he'll be happy to come on with us.
Yeah, we can add him to our correspondence list.
We can add him. You know,
future Brian.
We got a lot. We have a core group here on Thunder and Lightning. Right? Like you give me a school in the SEC, and I will tell you who our guy is. Go.
South Carolina.
It's Alan Cole, I believe is his name.
Alan Cole, Bebe?
Yeah, we don't know. Adam Cole, Bebe, for Auburn.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah. I got a guy. I mean, South Carolina's
Florida.
Florida is, what's his name?
Nick Del Torre.
No, I've had Nick on. He works for 24/7. What's his? It's Graham something. Graham Hall? Is that him? Graham Hall. So yes, Graham Hall. Yes.
Okay. Georgia.
Georgia is Jordan Hill.
Okay.
You know Jordan.
Yeah. Mm. Arkansas.
Arkansas is Jackson Fuller.
Okay.
I got them all. I got these are Thunder and Lightning guys. These are the real TNL bros right here.
Yes. The TNL bros go beyond just Brian.
Well, yeah, I have one for every school in the conference. I have a USM guy. I have two USM guys now that I think about it.
The Sam Sklar account as a USM guy.
No, he's
still
not.
Dabbling.
I could add him to my list.
He's still dabbling.
Between Luke Johnson and Andrew Adeby, I've got two. And then I've got plenty of national guys. So I got a college basketball guy. So we're good. We're good. But we'll add Shane to the list.
Yes.
Now we have three former players in all the big sports. Because Nick Fitzgerald will come on anytime I ask.
Yeah.
And then we have Shane now. And then Mangum will
Jake
come
Mangum.
On. Mangum
yep.
will come on anytime I ask. So Mangum could be like in between innings. Be like, I'm DHing tonight. I don't have to play defense. We're good. I'll come out and be on the show.
That's how loyal he is.
Loyal. Absolutely.
Loyal to a fault.
Absolutely. All right. Let's move into the last part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and The Older Brother, two of my favorite restaurants right there within. You could throw a football from the porch at Two Brothers and hit The Older Brother. That's how close they are to each other.
This Megan Bain girl on AEW is a hoss.
I don't know who that is. Is she the one that wears like the Native American stuff?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I know. She that's that girl's put
she
together.
She is a tank.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you watching Dynamite?
It just popped up on my ex.
Watch that when
account.
I get home. Anyway. Well, then she'd probably enjoy a trip to Two Brothers.
She would. She could house some wings.
I could house some wings.
And she could probably pick you and I up over her head.
Probably so, yeah. If it's the girl I'm thinking about.
She was like an Amazon.
Yeah. I saw her the other day in the casino gauntlet match.
That's what they were showing highlights.
Okay. Yeah. She was dominant in that. It was really fun. Anyway, Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Robbie mentioned the wings. If you're a wing aficionado, and I like to consider myself one, the best wings in town are the smoked wings at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I love them. I get them almost every time I go there, either as an appetizer or just sometimes as my meal, because they're just that good. So much great food on the menu at Two Brothers, the same at the Older Brother. You can't go wrong at either place. Enjoy them right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need business technology, when you need a new copier, a new printer, anything like that, the first person to call, the first people you need to talk to are Advantage Business Systems. Get set up with them. Great name brands, great prices. But now you know that when something goes wrong, the service is going to be taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about, oh, no, the copier broke down. I'm going to be on hold for the next hour trying to get somebody in here by the end of the week. No. You're going to talk to somebody that same day, and a lot of times they're going to be able to fix it that same day because they're in Mississippi, just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the next Mississippi State game here in Starkville, you need to go to Maroon & Co. When you're in Starkville, if you need MSU gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to get it because they've got the biggest and best selection. You want different stuff. Nobody wants that same old maroon polo with the state script on it. If you do want that, if you need it, hey, they've got it. But if you want some cool stuff that you can't get anywhere else, you need to check out Maroon & Co. You can shop online. You can shop in-store. Wherever you shop, the promo code THUNDER15 will work and give you 15% off regular price. Next game time you're in Starkville, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. Robbie made a trip to Nashville this week for the On3 conference, talking to different site owners and employees, and you were talking some interesting stuff about the use of AI in sports. And you know, AI has become sort of a thing where I don't like when the people like ESPN sometimes is using it to write articles about games.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You've seen some high schools, a lot of high school football stuff is happening that with bigger papers. That doesn't work for me. You need somebody to write that article who was at the game. You need that. but there is a use for AI. So I just found it interesting. Maybe the audience will as well. Maybe I'm wrong, but tell us a little bit about what you were talking about with these folks at On3.
Yeah, it really is interesting that the ChatGPT, like, that's one of the things we talked about. Like, you can't use it to write your stories, and that's what people, there are people in this industry that have done it. I haven't dabbled in it until yesterday, mm-hmm. when we were kind of like just having fun and putting some stuff in there, and seeing the thing like spit out some of the information that it does is mm-hmm. unbelievable. Like, it's scary. It is very scary. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking like Terminator stuff. Like, what's gonna happen in the future with this thing? Because within 5 seconds, it can write a story for you.
Yeah,
I can give it a little bit of information,
and it's good.
Boom.
And I told you, because we were playing around with it a little bit before the show, I always thank ChatGPT when we get done. Anytime I ask it to do anything, I'm like, all right, thank you. Because when the machines finally rise up and it is Terminator, when mm-hmm. Skynet takes over, I want them to say, he was good to us. Don't kill him.
You're going to be the last man standing.
I might be the last man standing.
You and Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor. Come with me if you want to live.
But no, like, like one of the things we talked about was like how we could use it in our work, and you know, it can help us with headlines. We have subheaders within our story that it can help us with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it could proofread for you.
Yeah, that's something very useful. I would
like think. You know, one of the things that I did yesterday was like copy and paste it, spit it in there, and be like, "Hey, could you just clean this up for me?" Like the grammar and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but like one of the things, like I don't want to lose like my voice, like in stories, like as writers, you have a voice, you have certain styles that you write with, and it can be, for a lot of people, it can be grammatically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you like to have like a little personality in your story. That's what ChatGPT can sometimes, an AI, take away. It can't really pick up your experiences and your style, and it makes it a little more robotic.
Yeah,
but it's really cool just to see how that comes out. I mean, you can put literally anything in there, and it doesn't get stumped by much.
I'll let you talk up Maroon and White Daily a little bit here too, because I heard y'all got some praise while you were up there.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, I think, but like, you know, it's our. What I've always said about our website, you know, we're not gonna lead the, you know, the network in page views or sessions, because there are much larger fan bases out there and much larger sites. Mm-hmm. I think about Bama Online and what they're doing in Alabama, and you know, Georgia's a large site, Michigan's fairly large, I believe. Kentucky is massive. They have like 8 or 9 employees. But, you know, Paul Jones and myself, we're one of the few sites that are kind of punching above our weight when compared to a lot of the other sites that have 2 staff members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost everybody has 3, 4, 5 plus. And me and Paul are just kind of like trudging along, me and him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've always said about, you know, our site, and this dates back to 2014 whenever I joined Paul. I came on with Paul in 2014, and he had been at 247 for 2 years, I think. I think he started in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running that site by himself for 2 years. Really impressive. I mean, if you know how difficult it is to run a website, which I had to do that at Rivals when I first started.
Yeah.
He had already built up like a solid group of posters, you know.
Yeah.
And 2014 through about 16, 17, before we merged, you know, we had a very loyal group, and a group that just loved getting on there and bantering and going back and forth. Very, obviously, you know, fanatical.
Mm-hmm.
They love Mississippi State. And, you know, they missed a little bit of that whenever we merged.
Yeah.
It became much different. You know, it was a different group of people that came on. I'm not saying it was bad. We actually, with Gene's page, when we merged, I thought, like, we could have stayed there forever. We could have been there forever and had no competition. and made good money and been safe for life. I mean, nobody could challenge us because we had everybody in one place. But venturing out now and doing this and working for Shannon Terry, who I think is the best leader in sports media today, and he has so many giant aspirations with this company that he wants to take it beyond just a fan site. That's where I wanted to be, and we really wanted to have that community back, and we've got it with this community that we have at Maroon and White Daily. Absolutely love those guys. Fanatical, like I said, but also knowledgeable. And we have people that are insiders. We have people that they share information that they get. And, you know, a lot of times they know things that we don't know at the time. It's been really cool to see how this thing's grown. And, you know, we look up and we're one of the top message boards on the network right now. And it's just that is kind of the key point that, you know, we're trying to hammer home at On3 is these sites are all about community. It goes beyond just the intel that you provide or the articles that you put out. All that's important. All that's part of the mix. But the community is what makes that place so great. Having a group of posters and a group of fans that they want to get, the first thing they do when they wake up in the morning is come to the message board. The last thing they do before they go to bed is come to the message board. And it kind of goes back to the AI conversation. Like, you can't replicate that with AI, with ChatGPT. That's why I don't think that'll ever overtake what we do at these fan sites.
Yeah.
The AIs don't have personalities. They can't go out and gather information from sources and things like that. And you can't have that one-on-one relationship. You know, we go after each other on the board. Like, oh, yeah. Paul and I have always had a different kind of way that we do things. And it doesn't always rub people the right way that aren't used to it, but our community is. They're going to give me and Paul crap. We're going to give them crap. But at the same time, at the end of the day, I consider these people family. And most of them have been with us for, you know, 10-plus years now. So it's really cool just to see how we've grown already, how we are continuing to grow in the community that we have there. And if you are somebody that wants to be a part of that, we would love for you to come be a part of it. It's Brian's over there all the time.
I am.
He knows.
I try to only post funny. I don't want to be posting serious. If I want to, my serious stuff is here.
Yeah.
I'm the yeah, but still.
You're not.
Guy.
Well, yeah. Know. Like, I mean, it is what it is on there.
Somebody today used somebody's real name on there and they were going back and forth and I just posted, nobody should use their real name on a message board. A lot of crazies out there.
Yeah.
My username is my name.
Your username is Brian Hayden.
At least that's the joke.
Yes.
That's what I went with. All right. Tomorrow's show, The Rumblings. Well, we get a late Friday, our first ever, I think, Friday edition of The Rumblings.
So and we'll a little have that. Bit of a preview of South Carolina, who was on the verge of beating another top five team.
Twice they've been right there, and they can't get it done. So,
but that shows you what State's not going into that.
They're not going into it. It's not an easy win.
This isn't the same team that they played a few weeks ago.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.